Blog Talk Radio.
Miss P and the amazing Dr. Sue, how you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm peachy. How are you?
I don't know. I have the giggles already.
Oh, it's going to get a lot worse. You know that.
I know. I don't know why I get so bashful. You think by now I would be used to our conversations. I just can't. I still turn like a little kid. Like,
oh, isn't that cute? You're
not really.
You're still all shy and blushy about it. It's adorable.
I have to get my life together. That's what's happening right now, and we're going to work on that.
Well, we are trying to stitch you all back up and get everything. You're like the straw man. We need to restuff you and fluff you.
Right. Exactly.
Well, it's true. We do.
It is very true. It is. I see Sheila. Hi, Sheila. Where did Sheila disappear to all the time?
She had family obligations and stuff during the holidays. So, okay. She was gone for a while. She showed up again today. She missed the show on Tuesday night, which is okay.
What was that with that?
I
could not get into
her. You couldn't get in for some reason. I don't understand what happened.
I mean, I was
typical
sat there in front of the computer.
Error?
I don't know. There was no, like, room. There was nothing. And I was like, what's happening? I waited. I was trying to get in. I was like, what's happening? I called. I see that it's a show, but there's, like, no block. It was nothing. I don't know. Did I do something wrong? And, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah.
But that happens all the time. It's just, it's Blog Talk's platform is very glitchy, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's nasty glitchy. People get booted out all the time. I've been booted out hosting my own show. That was fun.
It's happened
to God,
me too.
All of a sudden, and I couldn't tell Joe what happened. I wasn't there. So
mm-hmm.
I'm running around trying to get dialed back in again. It was crazy. I was like,
it has to be a better way. But, you know, I've been really, like, researching. I've been researching, and they have other platforms, but they don't allow you to play music and stuff, which is sucky.
Well, yeah, because you want, one, that's a huge industry that they're missing out on, and it's a great way for indie artists to be able to get heard.
Absolutely. So I have to get those blogs for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I know. This is why, if ever you get conflicting, anybody who's listening in, if you guys ever get conflicting dates on a tweet, and it's like, but wait a minute, I thought it was always Thursdays, or I thought it was always Tuesdays, and it's coming up as Wednesday or Friday, it's because of Blog Talk system will actually put out the wrong date. So always go by what
mm-hmm.
we say, not by what you may not by what you may read.
Exactly. Don't do it. Don't follow it. It's crazy.
Don't follow
it. So we want to just welcome you guys to the couch.
Yes, this is our new
to the
segment.
Couch. Mm-hmm.
And even though it says the powwow, we're going to fix that.
Yes. You definitely,
and we decided to call
where
it
the we couch.
I mean, if you look at that picture, I love that picture. It's very subtle. It's very, you know, very sublime, and it looks very nice. And I thought, you know, no, it doesn't work, because powwow, all I keep thinking of is teepees, and it's just not working. I realize it's really racist, but I'm just saying it does. So
it's not racist.
I like the couch, because, you know, you go visit the dock, you lie down on the couch. It works.
Yeah. I was waiting for T. Weston Reese. She should be popping up, I guess, at some point, maybe. And then, you know, maybe I'll just get her to fix that for us tonight.
Well, I certainly hope so. This has been a very heavily tweeted show. I was I texted you the other day and said, I don't know if you noticed, but, well, you wouldn't have noticed because it's my Bitly, but the Bitly numbers were really high.
Really?
There were a lot of people checking in. Yeah, there were a lot of people checking into this show.
Wow.
We hit
That's
on two
amazing.
Very, very good subjects.
Well, I'm excited to start talking about them. So which one are we going to start with first?
Your call, your show, babe. You got the studio.
This is your segment.
I love the fact that you have to run the studio. It's great. I get to kick it. So you get to
kick
it. Oh, look, I can be a white bitch rapper. Yeah. Yay, we're going to make her pee. I just know it.
Exactly. So let's start with, like, the dominatrix thing. We'll leave the hardcore one for a little bit later, if that's cool with everyone
okay,
who's tuned in right now.
I know that there's probably people that were wanting to tune in and listen to that part. So what do you want? I mean, you were the one that threw that out. So what do you want to know about domination?
Okay, well, I want to know, how do one get started? And I don't know if it's a field or a profession. I don't even know, you know, how is it, like, you know.
Okay.
Categorize
There's
or anything.
Several different categories. You can be a pro dom, and what a pro dom does is they do real time sessions. So those are the ones that you think of when you're going to a dungeon, because most of the girls either have their own dungeons or they work for a dungeon, and there's a whole bunch of girls in that dungeon. So, and you're paying for that service. So if you're going for an hour for a paddling or whatever, you pay for that service. Now, there's another line, which is a lifestyle dom. And a lifestyle dom lives the life 24/7, usually has many live-in slaves. She cares for them, you know, like they're living with her, so she has to provide for them. Now, you can also do this on an out-call kind of thing. If you've got, say, a sissy maid who comes in and does your laundry, that sort of thing, and then leaves again, or cleans your house once a week, that sort of thing. But there's usually no exchange of money for that. That's just, you know, someone serving another person. It's just sort of a relationship. Now, the third way is online and by phone. So when I lump that in, when I say online, I'm talking by phone, by chatting and texting and all the virtual way. So let's call her a virtual dom. And same thing, you are being paid for your services, you're paid for phone calls. It's phone sex for those who are in the fetish world. So see, you got quite a few different avenues you can go down. What were you thinking?
I don't know. I mean, if I was to do anything like this, then it would definitely be something that would be virtual, of course.
Okay. Why is that an of course, though?
Because where would I find people to let me, you know, dominate them? I don't know. Where would I find
you?
Any takers?
Okay, you are in the biggest area you could possibly be in for clients. My God. It's like, you know, you're in the perfect place. My God, think about it. It's nothing but people. You're in the best place you can be. So,
I don't know right now.
I
beg
to differ with that one. What you usually do if you decide that you're going to go down that road, first of all, you need to learn how to be a dom. And
exactly.
Really, a big part of it is not learning how to be. You either are or you are not.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you can. A dom can submit and will do so with the proper bull if he's a really good, you know, alpha male. Anybody will submit to an alpha male, but understand that in a dom's point of view is, I'm using you as a sex toy, and then you're gone. You're out of here. So it's no love lost. It's just that's what they're there for. Now, what you want to do is you want to kind of, first of all, look at your life. How do you think you are for the most part in your life? So let's say you've decided you, as Ms. P, wants to know and is thinking, okay, I'm thinking of being a dom. So let's look, first of all, at how do you feel about doing it? In other words, do you think you could do it?
No. Truth be told.
Well, that was
I don't know why this has been, like, something that has been, like, so intriguing to me lately. Like, I have such a huge interest in all of this. You know, maybe because I'm surrounded by such awesome people that partake in it. So it makes you interested to know more about the people that you associate yourself with. And then I'm like, if you associate yourself with certain people, then you must have some of that tendency in you. In my mind,
or
I don't know.
Or something that isn't in you and you're attracted to learning more about. It doesn't have to be in you. You can just look at it.
I think
it and go,
I
wow,
could, like,
cool.
You know, I think, yeah, I think it's cool and I think it's sexy.
It is.
Because,
it's very
I mean, I think that I do
very
have,
erotic.
Like, my little power trips, like, hey, you know, but you just have to exercise them correctly.
It's, and
you
it's,
know,
it's
power
what
trip
you
on
have
people.
An innate talent for. And that's something that you learn by getting out there and doing and experiencing. Mm-hmm. Now, in this case, if you're going to do the online stuff, you can do an enormous amount of research. You can team up with a dom in your area who's willing to sit and work with you and show you stuff. You know, like some of the girls are nice. Not all of them, I will be honest. You're in an industry where there's women. There's hormones. We all know that women don't get along very well together on the best of days, unfortunately. So you have to take the bitter with the sweet, and you probably will have your, you know, a door slammed in your face several times. But you can usually hook up with somebody, or the best thing you can do is observe. And even though you can't observe a phone call, you can observe how they're marketing themselves, how they talk on Twitter. Don't ever go to a dom and just start, it's the best way of putting it, asking a whole pile of questions. The best way to have a dom smack you down and say get lost. So that's the last thing that you want to do. Observation is the best thing, unless you have a friend who's already doing it, or someone, friend of a friend sort of a thing, and then you can learn by observing and going over and discussing it and seeing how she works. Because there's so many different areas you can specialize in, that's something else that you learn through time. What am I good at? What am I comfortable with? Because just because you're a dominatrix does not mean that you do everything. You have to test what your own limits are. Like there's some women that don't want to inflict pain. There's some women that, you know, are doing financial domination, and even though you would sit there and go, oh, that's the greatest thing in the world, you know, fast money, guys just throw you money, it doesn't work that way. It's an enormous amount of work, and anyone who thinks it's just some sideline fluffy thing is a fool, because like anything else, it's a business. You have to get yourself out there. You've got to get known, and that's even if you're going to be a pro dom or anything like that. You need to get yourself out there, and you got to mingle within the community, get in there and start taking calls. Best thing to do is research as many of the popular fetishes that you can research and do it all on your own. Try not to pester people, because it's a great way to piss people off, because it is a touchy community. And, you know, it doesn't mean that it can or it can't be done. You may look at it and go, okay, this isn't for me. I found that out, actually, when I decided to jump and do some stuff online. I actually started out doing phone sex. And it was just straight-up phone sex, and you figure, oh, piece of cake, right? Well, having been a dom before and whatever, I thought, you know, I hadn't been one in a long time. Who cares? I'll just do regular vanilla phone sex. I have to tell you that I am so impressed with the girls who do regular phone sex, because I couldn't do it. The reason being, it was a very degrading thing to do and draining, because you would get a lot of hostility. I was absolutely shocked by the amount of hostility that I got. And I'm talking mm-hmm. men that are saying, I'm going to grab you and I'm going to choke the shit out of you and I'm going to make you scream, you fucking bitch. And you're just like, by the time you hang up the phone, I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, mm-hmm. my energy is drained because it's so negative. So the girls who actually endure that for a buck, to me, deserve great applause. Because just having that dominant streak in me, I didn't take long for me to go, are you freaking kidding me? You know, mm-hmm. you're not talking to me like I couldn't do it. I just started flipping out.
Right.
So you find out what works for you. If you're super submissive, and a lot of women are, straight up phone sex might be your best bet, simply because, you know, it goes down that line. And if you can separate that and really enjoy it, go down that road, no problem. I'm just saying it wasn't for me, because
right.
There's no way a man is going to talk to me like that for any length of time. I couldn't stand it. So I flipped back over and started doing online dom work. So I had the advantage of having worked in the industry as a pro mm-hmm. dom long before I ever did the online stuff.
Okay. So how does
Are you more confused now? You sound like you are.
I don't know. I'm going to do what you suggest as far as like researching, so I can get more of a, you know, feel of it, because I have mm-hmm. yet to do that. I also was curious about how does that whole, if you're doing it online, how does the whole payment thing, I mean, we don't have to speak numbers, but what's the process
of it
all?
No, what happens is you will end up, that's another way that you can do it, there's different ways you can do it. I, for example, work on both Night Flirt and my phone site. Now, what you're doing with them is you're signing up, you're getting an account, it's running your own business, you have to keep your own accounting. I believe they now have to give you in the States W-4? A report of earnings at the end of the year?
Oh, yeah, like tax W-2s, like,
something
W-2
like that, yeah.
Forms.
They mm-hmm. now give you one of those, whereas before they didn't. You're still considered a subcontractor. You're running your own business. They don't deduct tax. So you're going to want to make sure you've got that system down so you keep track of what's going on. But what you're essentially doing is setting up listings, putting yourself in the categories that you feel comfortable with, and then creating a business around it. But that means you got to get out and market yourself. You can set your rate at any price you want. Always do your research. Go in, see what the girls are charging in that particular niche. But even that's kind of hard because everybody charges all over the place. So just kind of average it out, look at it, and just see. I was just reading in the chat room. Okay. Sheila just said WD-40. These guys are cracking me up. So we're trying
isn't
to come
that,
up
like,
with the
stuff
form
for
number,
your,
right, the tax form number.
And isn't that the stuff for, yeah, isn't that the stuff that you use to unscrew stuff?
Yeah. That's why I was like, what? Why are we discussing WD-40? What did I miss? I don't
it's okay.
know.
You gotta wonder. I do release stuff like that too. Yeah, I do that all the time. And I'm
it's
not even blonde
hard.
Anymore.
It doesn't matter. Once you dye it once, it's the dye goes into the pores of the head and you're screwed. I mean, it fries it. And I've been bottle dyeing myself since I was 14. So that's why you find me going, la, 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 oh, where did we end up? What are we talking about? It's too much dye. That's okay.
My mother
says
that
you're perfectly fine.
My mother says it all the time. She's like, that dye is going to fry your brain. I'm like, yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, Castaway in the chat room is saying, you know, Ms. P would get some lube-related calls at some point, undoubtedly. She would definitely get lube-related calls. Because you have a really cool voice.
Really?
It's unique. Yeah, it's unique. And anytime it's unique, the guys love it. That's why you have a little fan club. Ask Sheila. You have a fan club of everyone who just loves your voice.
Well, I wish I knew this. You know, maybe I can be like
this,
some a dom of like
your illness,
make some
so.
New dom thing or something with my voice.
That, well, exactly.
What
would
we
so
call
you
it?
Can, you can dom them by being cute. They'll
that's
just
true.
Fall all
like,
over themselves because they're smitten by the cute voice.
That's so true. Like, whoever wants to hear, like, a silly laugh, yeah, let me dominate you with it.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah.
Whatever
so,
works. No, but and the
yeah.
thing is, it if you find that it's something that, as you're doing your research, you're like, wow, this is actually kind of cool, and I think I could get into doing this. Or you're going to kind of go, ew, then you might want to go down just the regular phone sex line. But it's your own business. You set your own rates. You know, it's and then you're just sitting there waiting for phone calls, and you've got to build up a clientele. That's what I mean. It's everyone thinks, oh, I'll just make up a listing and flip my phone on and watch all the money come in. Good luck with that, because it doesn't work that way.
Wow. Well, this is enlightening, you know, and this
yeah.
is why I wanted to kind of discuss it. Because, you know, a few people were actually asking me about it, and
mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, I can connect you to Doc. And they're like, no, no, you know, just make it a topic. So, yeah, definitely.
Because we're scared.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't
no one wants to admit.
Me.
No one wants to admit that secretly they want to be these certain things, you know, so
yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'll be the one, I'll put myself on a ledge, because, you know, I've been curious about, like, certain, whether or not I could do certain things. It's just like, I think, like,
mm-hmm.
I wonder sometimes when I'm on a plane, could I fly the plane, could I be the pilot,
exactly.
So, you know, I wonder about everything that I'm a part of. I think that's kind of, like, my nature.
And
so
you know
I'm
what, I think it's awesome
ask.
If you get
mm-hmm.
out there and experience it and say, you know what, I tried that and I didn't like it, or I tried it and, yeah, it was fun and it held my attention for a hot 5 minutes, but I think I'll go over here now. That's the way life is supposed to be. It's contrast.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, but I don't like that. Yeah, no, I like that, but I don't like that. And the cool part is every single human being is different.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why we're here. Contrast
absolutely.
And happiness. So I think
it's
we should here. Go in, dive in, get wet, see how it feels. You know, and if this is something that you want to do, but just remember that it's not a get-rich-quick scheme.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even begin to think it's a get-rich-quick scheme. It's not. It's like anything else. You start your own business, you got to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a while for the money to start rolling. So it's not something where, oh, I'm going to quit my job and do this. No, don't do that. Don't do that. A lot of the girls have full-time jobs. Because it's also a great way to go, okay, it's kind of like sideline money. If you want to go to the Bahamas this year, well, use that as your Bahamas fund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're not doing it, or they use all their money from the work that they do as a dom and then bank their paychecks. There's a lot
mm-hmm.
of very smart, money-savvy women out there.
Yeah, that does make sense. It makes a lot of sense. And, you know, like I said, for all those who were interested, you know, that are tuned in to that whole process, you definitely take Doc's advice and, you know, research it and don't think it's a get rich quick, because like you just stated, a lot of people do, and everyone that was asking me to ask you about this topic was definitely going for it for the money
mm-hmm.
reason.
Okay,
which I don't
so
blame
you're
going them,
for,
blame
it for
them.
The money. You're going to
mm-hmm.
see when you start looking at financial domination, you're going to salivate. You're going to look at it, the drool is going to get all over your keyboard, and you're going to be like, hot damn the mustard, man, this is great. I am just going to make so much, oh, I'm going to make so much money, and all these men are going to be, you know, throwing their wallets at me, and it's just, oh, man, this is great. I mean, because look, oh, that bitch be ugly over there. I can do way better than her. Seriously,
mm-hmm.
that's the way you're going to feel. Financial domination is one of the hardest ones to do. Because the competition is huge, because everyone thinks it's an easy way to make money. So there's a huge amount of women out there doing it. Not doing it well, but they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to keep that in mind. And no, it's not that easy. because, again, you're building clientele. There are women who will steal your subs away. Men are not, you know, the submissive males are not the best for loyalty. You also have to think of things like, well, if you do end up quitting your job, you still got to pay rent. So you better be hustling. You can't just sit there in, you know, your tracksuit and watch YouTube all day and wait for the phone to ring.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get real fat real quick, and you're going to go broke real quick. It's a business.
So I hope everybody was taking their notes, because I was taking mine. So definitely research, and build.
Research the most, though, because you want to look at it, because there's a lot of people think, oh, no big deal. I'll just, you know, a guy phones me up and I tell him he's a piece of crap. It's not that simple. You know, it's like, and it, you really do. As a woman, you think, damn, I could. That is the best job on the planet. But if you don't know what you're doing, these guys aren't stupid. They'll smell it the minute you open your mouth, because there's a lot of girls that only work with scripts. So the minute you phone them, they start screaming at you, whether it's what you enjoy or not. They don't bother to listen. They don't bother to, you know, find out what it is that you want, because they're like, well, I'm the dom. I get to pick. No, he's a paying client, and you're going to shut your yip, and you're going to listen to what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Or do what you want. You know, if you're going to buy into your own press and think you all that in a bag of chippies, good luck with that. There's no reason you have to be a bitch to be a dom.
Wait, I just have one last question, and this may be like hysterical for everyone who knows, you know, everything about this, but are there any types of doms that are just like nice and sweet? Because isn't it like fetishes for people who want to be pampered as like the mommy, you know, they'd be the baby and the person be the mommy or something?
There is. And, yeah, but usually there's always going to be, because it's a power exchange, if you go in there as the sweet, loving person and you're going to nurture everyone, that isn't what a sub's coming to you for, unless they're an adult baby. That's just one part of the genre. Like, you can't, just unless you're going to put yourself out there as a mommy, and there's lots of women who do, and that's going to be your shtick, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're putting yourself out there as a dom with that as a sideline, no, you need to be strict. Otherwise, what's the point?
Right.
Because if
it's
coming to you as a submissive, I'm coming to you for that power exchange. Well, I'm not going to get it. I'm not saying that you have to be a bitch to people. You should nurture your subs. You should take care of them, and you should really think of them as friends. And, you know, and there's a lot of doms that will completely disagree with me on that. But in my opinion, you get a much more loyal sub if you don't treat them like idiots. And you don't treat them like the shit on the bottom of your shoe. Because they're not. They're human beings before they are submissive. And I think the girls who do that are much smarter. But does it mean that you are then sort of, what's the word, it doesn't make you soft. You're still strict. You still have discipline. You still have punishment. It's just that you care about that sub. And it's a wonderful relationship, because it should be a relationship.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's not just a wallet. I know a lot of the financial doms look at it as always just a wallet and I don't give a crap. And a lot of the guys, that might be what they want. That's okay. But I just find that the most successful doms are the ones that, you know, really like men, because people will go, God, you must hate men being in that business. No, as a matter of fact, if you hate men, don't get into this business. Stupidest thing you could ever do. You gotta love
you
men
hate
to
men.
Do what we do. What?
If you hate men, because you're only going to kill them. Okay.
Wait, exactly. You're just, it's going to make you miserable.
Oh,
because you are
so
dealing
people,
with men.
So people,
yes,
actually
female,
like, hate. They hate them, and then what they do is go treat them like crap.
Yeah, they just end up treating them like crap, and it goes very negative. It turns into a guy comes and pays you $300, and you're only doing what you want to do, not what he just paid you $300 for, and now you have a client that's leaving miffed that will never come back to you. And in a lot of cases for these guys, if it's his first time or out on the block, you've now ruined his BDSM experience for quite a while. Well done. So if you don't treat it as, because this is the other thing. If someone is paying you for a service, you are providing a service. Make sure that client goes away happy. And again, there's going to be people who disagree with me. There's going to be DOMs who disagree with me on that. That's cool. But as far as I'm concerned, if I'm exchanging money for something, I want what I want. So find out what your sub wants. Once you know, now you take the reins. But you certainly don't just go my way or the highway, and, you know, someone who's coming for a paddle and you dress him up as a woman, he's going to be going, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
This isn't what I asked for. This isn't my kink.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that from so many men who have gone to such wretched, wretched sessions with pro-doms because that's exactly what they've done.
So how do you go in there? Or is it like some code or something where, you know, when people switch from dom to dom, is it like a fight or what's happening? Like, are you able to just, like, the submissive
someone,
one?
If a sub jumps from one dom to another?
Yeah. Is it like a fight between the dom and the other dom with the submissive?
No, it's not
and...
like on Star Trek, you know, when Kirk was there with Spock. And they had to do that duel, and they were supposed to kill each other. No, it's not quite the same as that. Sometimes it is, and it can get rather entertaining and bitchy, but no, it shouldn't be. Usually if the sub is smart, he gets released and then is considered unowned and then moves to the dom. Now, are there unscrupulous doms and really flaky subs? Uh-huh. like every other one. So, yeah, there's misunderstandings, things, you know, you can end up in, well, you know how women are, right? Let alone you take something that isn't yours. It can get ugly. It can get nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So you hope it's handled in an adult way where one is released, you know, okay, we're not working out anymore. But, you know, okay, that's not working. So I'm going to now be unowned and go over here so that I can see what she's like. That's in a perfect world.
Okay. Because, you know, I was always curious about that.
A lot of these guys play both ends against the middle and will go to all three or four or five. And he's just, like, testing the waters, which I call them, well, we all call them sluts, but it's, I call them dom hoppers.
Mm.
They just hop from dom to dom to dom to dom. It's like, just, what they don't understand is that they are losing out. Because you're missing the experience of serving one dom and really devoting yourself to one person. You're not getting that connection if you are jumping from person to person to person to person. You're going to miss that. I'm not saying at the beginning you test people out until you find someone with a connection, but a lot of these guys don't do that. They're just jumping one to the other, to the other, to the other.
Mm-hmm. That's I don't know. I'm ready to figure this out, guys. And, you know, I'm glad I have everyone's support on this. It's like, yeah, Miss P, you should do this. Yeah. We'll see what's happening. Then
that's
we really make the Miss P stand for something. Definitely.
That's
so I guess no one has any questions about this topic. They
well,
all know
see,
it.
You know, you guys
everyone's here,
in.
They
what's
all know
number?
It.
What's the number, y'all?
Okay, 818-495-6975 if you guys want to call in and talk about, you know, your experience as a dom or, you know, any advice to anyone that's, you know, listening. If you want to give some, definitely give us a call. But, yeah, I'm thinking that, I'll just think on it a little bit more and then we'll see what happens.
But, you know,
because I can totally see me in some leather. Yeah, I can see that.
Well, you would look hot in leather. I mean, come on. Seriously now, the photo shoots you do, you might as well get paid for them.
Okay. Oh, God, I'm ready to put it on the glass. I'm going to put it on the glass on the next photo shoot.
Exactly. You know, come get wet. Woohoo. just pour in some of that bubbly and take a sip.
Okay, it's time to get wet, like T. Weston song.
That's right. That's right. Holy.
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you,
hopefully I've answered
some
questions for you guys if you're wondering whether to get into the business or is it something that you want to do. Do your research and then test the waters. That's the best way to do it. There's, you know, you don't know till you try.
Definitely. Definitely.
But definitely,
so,
not. I'm not saying this just because I'm worried that there's other people out there who are going to take clients away. It's not an issue. There's like, you know, 500 guys for each dom. It's not a big deal. There's like submissives everywhere. So that isn't the issue. I just don't want people getting into this thinking, oh, it's an instant, you know, cash flow cow. It's not. Because honestly, I was one of those people. I was like, oh, shit, I can do this. It'll be easy. I just go on, I breathe heavy, no big deal. And then I was like, after a week, I went, okay, I need to switch this up because this is not working.
Mm-hmm.
And you just move it around. And if it's something that you enjoy doing, you keep going. And if it's not, you go find something else shiny over there and try it. That's what life's for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So we're going to move on to the next topic. And that female orgasms. Yes.
Female orgasms, and more specifically, we are getting into female ejaculation, a.k.a.
Yes.
Squirting.
A.k.a.
So what? Well, it's the more crude word for it.
Yeah, and I want to know, like, if anyone's tuned in who has ever, you know, been there and want to share a little bit of that story in, you know, a subtle way, you can dial in at 818-495-6975 and share your story with Dr. Sue and myself. So, yeah, Doc, tell us about, you know, I've seen the tweets about the 10 different ways. So,
well, we've got
you want to start
10
jumping
different
into
ways. Castaway has a question for you. So what have we got
here?
Oh,
yes. What's the question, sir?
Well, he wants to know, have you ever felt shades of being dominant in a relationship in your personal life? You ever
shades of being dominant?
Yeah. That's another
yes.
way of seeing if it's something. I always used to say, if you can be a mom, you are definitely dom material because you basically, this is what you do. You are disciplining, you are raising, and that's really what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in light of the fact that there's a hell of a lot of people that don't know how to parent, I don't say that anymore.
Yeah, that's definitely a good,
you know,
because
it's just,
you know,
like, it used to be that way, but I've seen a lot of women become complete, you know, balls of mashed potatoes, and they don't know how to parent.
Yeah, definitely. So I feel like, yes, you know, I can be dominant in my relationship. It just all depends on the time and the place. Yeah, but I love
but
that
But if you get into it in
me.
A business, you got to remember that. If you get into it as a business, it's not, oh, when it's a time and a place and I feel like it. No, if you're going to run it as a business, you got to be doing
mm-hmm.
that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you want to make sure it's something that you're enjoying doing. Otherwise, why do it?
Yeah, and as far as, like, you know, the question of whether, you know, perhaps a situation where I was wearing the pants, so to speak, to answer that, I've been wearing the pants my entire life.
Exactly.
It's
and
nothing,
she's
yeah.
a mom. And.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a mom, and I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest of three children, and, you know, and a bunch of grandkids, the firstborn grandchild. I've been wearing the pants for a very long time, and I refuse to take them off, ever.
And I
got to
tell you, I know a sideline secret, and that is she was a financial dom before it was even a genre, babies.
Right.
Trust me. She's
hint, hint.
She's good.
Hint, hint.
So she may sound like she's all innocent.
Yeah,
but
I'm really not.
I can assure you she's not.
I'm not. I know. That's what I said in the
ugly.
Chat room. Like, I'm a mess.
Yeah, I have no doubt you can do the job at all.
Mm-hmm.
None whatsoever. So back to squirting. Let's jump back to squirting here. I hopefully
yes,
that
yes, yes, yes.
Ryan's question, because Ryan is cast away. Hi, Ryan.
love
so,
that name.
Okay. Doing a lot of research on this because I didn't know you know, all the actual medical facts of it, and I love doing research, so I was doing some research on it, and I am absolutely flabbergasted in what I've learned. Absolutely fascinating stuff. The most fascinating of which is, first of all, the entire medical research community is split in half as to whether a woman ejaculates in the first place. So you got half of the talking heads sitting there going, well, oh, it's rubbish, it doesn't happen. And then you've got the other half that go, yes, it does. Now, when they've been doing all this clinical research to try and find this stuff out, the problem is the clinical research has been flawed. So there's problems with the protocol. And nothing, you know, it's like no one, there's always someone out there disputing what's been done. And really, from what the from some of the studies that I was looking at, they were only using like 7 women or 11 women, and I'm thinking that's not a very big study,
right?
So
like
you can't,
like,
yeah, you can't base an entire, you know, gender on 7 women, and I think that's part of their point, was it just it can't be, you know, that's what I mean. Like the research is just too crappy, so. First of all, so if we break this down, so now we've got a 50-50 split, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of the 50% that say, yes, they do, now we have, and remember, we're talking just straight up female. First of all, oh, I'm so sorry. The first bunch don't even believe, I backed up, I was down a level. The first bunch of our researchers disagree on whether a woman orgasms.
What?
Swears. Because I was looking at that going, are you freaking kidding me? But yep, there's a whole bunch of people that don't believe that. Then we break it down and go, okay, of the people that do believe it, some say that women can quote unquote squirt, and some say they absolutely don't. It's just a very small amount of fluid. Then you break that one down again, and you're going to find when you get into the actual kind of what they've been able to find out by testing the fluid is that in the cases of women saying, I have soaked the bed, you know, you've got a great big huge wet spot, you are actually peeing.
What?
But it's not, you don't notice it as much as urine. The gland that is being stimulated to cause the actual ejaculation is right between the urethra opening and the vaginal opening. This is why it's not conclusive yet as to what it is. That gland is called skene. It's the skene's gland. So there.
Well, that's trying to say that you're peeing on yourself.
Essentially, yes, because you're stimulating that area. But when they do the fluid testing, some of the things they're finding, let me have a look here, it's very interesting. Some of the things that they're finding are urea, which is obviously pee. They're finding creatinine, and that is released by the kidney. They're finding PAP. They're finding prostate-specific antigen, glucose, fructose. So that's why it's not going to smell like urine, because it's got a lot of other stuff in it. So because they haven't been able to definitively say, yes, they can squirt, or no, they can't, or this is just an incontinence issue, or they still don't have a definitive answer. They also think it's a possible combination that what causes the squirt itself is it has to have 3 things happen at the same time. You have to have rectal contractions, you have to have vaginal contractions, and you have to have urethral contractions. And that's what will cause it, which is why they think it's going back up to being a bladder thing.
I've never done it, so I have no idea.
Well, if you think about it, the reason why they can't even, this is so hilarious, they can't even say definitively in a percentage how many women have said they've been able to do this. It's anywhere from 10 to 69% of the women. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty
But if they're
thing.
Only testing, like,
you know,
freaking
like,
7 people, like, then what
exactly,
the heck?
This is the thing. It's ridiculous. And no one's done any really, really good, you know, really, really good research on it. So mm-hmm. some people will say a real female ejaculation releases a very scant, somewhat thick, whitish fluid. And that's coming from the female prostate. Okay, now squirting, and that's where that to me is normal. That would be something coming from a regular orgasm. Okay, but when you get those three factors going all at the same time, that's when you get this much clearer and abundant fluid that comes out. And it's diluted. Mm-hmm. It's very diluted. That's why you're not going, oh, my God, you know, it smells like urine. That's why you sit there and go, oh, I must have squirted.
Mm.
Now, what we see in porn, spoiler alert, gentlemen, if you're listening in and you don't want to know what happens in porn, you might want to turn this off. Because what you see in porn with the gushing and, you know, the outrageous amounts of fluid that come flying out, that's not even real. So you're actually seeing what you can do is put an enormous amount of, what's the word I'm thinking of? Enormous amount of fluid from douching. You can, you know, tint it slightly. You're not using dye, but you're using things like you can throw in a little bit of, what am I thinking of? Baking soda, things like that. And then they're squeezing it back out again. In the case of male ejaculation in it, same thing in porn. A lot of times you're going to see a huge, huge, huge amount. If it's an outrageous amount, you know, not going to happen. It's coming from a tube that you can't see because it's at a certain angle.
Mm.
So, first of all, the huge gushing, you know, giant amounts. And I'm talking the outrageously stupid things you see in porn that you're just looking at it going, are you freaking kidding me? It is, are you freaking kidding me? Because it's not real. It's you're not popping this enormous water balloon and it just keeps coming and coming. It doesn't do that. You will, in the case of some squirting, leave quite a huge puddle. And that's what they're saying is, you know, the possibility of it's coming from the urethra because it's being stimulated by that gland between the two.
Wow.
Does
amazing.
That even answer anything that you were asked?
Well, yeah, it does. I mean, in terms of, you know, if it's actually, like, something that you need to be alarmed about, like, do you need to go to the hospital? No, I'm just kidding. Like, like what's
oh,
happening
so in
with
other
all
words,
that?
Should you be freaked out? It depends.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're having an orgasm and this is happening, no. But if you're, like, all of a sudden in the middle of sex, you begin to urinate, yeah, you probably might want to check that out. You could have a muscle contraction issue. You know, you may need to strengthen your Kegels.
Yeah. But it's totally, you know, makes sense in terms of why, you know, when that does happen, it does not smell like urine.
Yeah, because it's an extremely diluted form. So that's not
mm-hmm.
saying, oh, what am I thinking of? That's not saying, okay, to the women who do leave the huge gushing puddle, I'm not saying that you're not having an orgasm that way. You are. I'm just saying from a definitive clinical standpoint, you've got too many people arguing and there is no definitive answer for it. But what they found is through testing the fluid that it's coming from the urethra. It's coming from a portion of the bladder, but it's very diluted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got sugar in it. And, you know, it's that. So it's going to take on a different odor, if not no odor at all.
Interesting. So what are the other ways that people can?
Can
I
orgasm?
Mean, well, women can have orgasm.
Found that.
Mm-hmm.
This is so cool. Very cool. There are, hold on, I have to make this bigger. Oh, if only I could do that with guys. Just instantly click something and make them bigger. That would be so good. Number one, as we all know, is a clitoral orgasm, right? We've all been there, done that, hopefully. Right? Are we agreeing? Hello?
Show I do hands. Agree. I've done that. Oh, I'm sorry.
And that... Exactly. And I'm glad that you have. But there's a lot of women that actually have never, ever had an orgasm.
I know. I feel so bad for them.
Well, it's because you need to get over a lot of different fears. There's a lot of phobias. There's a lot of religious aspects. There's all kinds of things that get in there. There's a lot of psychological stuff. And there are some cases where medically they can't. So, you know, you're not going to find out. But what you need to do is you need to play with yourself because you need to learn what you enjoy and what you don't enjoy. And the best way to do that is by masturbating. So if you don't, how can you tell your partner what you want? You know, you can't tell your partner what feels good.
It's true. And
so
I think Ashley has a good point, too. I'm sorry, Doc, really quick. That, you know, the bullets are really good for exploring the clitoral. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are.
I'm
and
sorry.
The reason why they're really, really good is in the case of sex toys, the rule of thumb is the smaller the battery, the better the vibe. So when you get into those little dudes, you're talking button vibes, like you're talking the little button batteries. And those suckers are really, really good. So definitely, if you get the chance to use one of those little bullets, because a lot of people go, oh, they're stupid. No, they're not.
No,
they're
not.
They're wonderful. They are. They're really, really nice.
Love them. Oh, sorry. Did I say that out loud? But, yeah, what's the next one?
Okay, that was number one. Obviously, clitoral, it's kind of a no-brainer. Number two is vaginal. Now, there are some women who can and some women who can't. We're looking at a percentage of about 25% of women can achieve an orgasm during intercourse, which is quite low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's going to depend on a lot of different things. Some women don't have, you know, the nerve endings that are not that good, it's not a good way to put it, but maybe there's not enough nerve endings within the vaginal opening because it'll only be at the vaginal opening and slightly on the inside where the G-spot is that you're going to get that from. And a lot of guys are like, well, you know, it sucks because I can't make her come while I'm fucking her. Well, I got news for you guys. Very few women can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it has nothing to do with your sexual prowess. It has nothing to do with whether your strap-on is on right. It just has to do with the fact that she doesn't do it that way. And that's okay because we still have 8 more spots. So you've got a G-spot orgasm. Does everybody know where the G-spot is? Raise your hand.
Yay, I do.
Okay. G-spot orgasm. Again, there was controversy and still is about whether this is real. It's so ridiculous. I mean, these guys can't. This is the problem with academics, is you can't get anybody to agree on anything. But, yes, I have found mine. Yes, it does exist.
It does.
I personally don't find it to be as earth-shattering as they say it is. I find it to be about the same as clitoral. But other women are different. Some women find it to be knock your socks off way stronger. It just depends on the woman again. So the first thing I'm going to say to, say, men especially, please don't compare one chick to another.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all different. We are all different. Everybody has different ways of getting off. So I think the biggest thing is guys will sit there and go, well, you know, I could get my last girlfriend off. What's wrong with you? I've actually heard that. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
Well, did it ever occur to you that you suck?
Right.
You know, you don't know what you're doing. Don't start with me. But, yeah, there are guys that's actually been really, 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 really nasty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what? Sorry, I'm just reading. You know what? When you read the chat room, it's like someone's talking. I know. Oh, what? Ashley wants to know, Sue, do you come a little and don't keep going? I find second orgasm is the real one. and something not as big, not big enough. I wish Blog Talk wouldn't, like, censor, because it, I don't know what that is. Thank you. Okay. Do you come a little and don't keep? Some people do. I know what she's talking about. Say, for example, because there's different degrees of orgasm, too. And I know you girls know what I'm talking about. You can have one that's like, eh, meh. You can have another one that's like earth-shattering. And that's even just with self-manipulation. You can just be like, oh, cool. You know? It just depends on what's being stimulated. And there are so many different glands down in that area that you have these different varying levels of intensity of orgasm. I've even read reports where it's been graded on like A, B, C, D, E. So, you know, that was an A orgasm or a B orgasm. I think that's all just a lot of stuff to try to remember. So, who cares?
No. Like A, B, C, D. Like what?
So, G-spot. Everyone knows where their G-spot is. If you don't, it is slide your fingers in. It's kind of, you do kind of have to be like a flying Willenda. Slide your fingers in. Curve them so that they are towards the front of your body. And you will just kind of slide your finger around and feel around, and you're going to feel something that's really soft and smooth. It's kind of satiny feeling. That's your G-spot. Now, the difference is, with a G-spot, you have to kind of get a little rougher. It's not as sensitive as the clit. So you do have to stimulate it rather hard. So that's why you find G-spot vibrators, one, have the curve, and you'll also find so that you can twist it and then lean on it, and that curve is going right against the G-spot. That's why they're curved. So that's number three. Number four is an A-spot orgasm. Heard of that one?
New
to me.
Right,
me
too.
This one, there's a lot of them. Most of these, I'm like, whoa, where did all this come from? And then when you're reading them, you kind of go, yeah, I think I did that one. An A-spot is achieved by stimulating approximately 3 to 4 inches deep in the front wall of the vagina. Well, isn't that G-spot?
Right.
So mind you, 3 to 4 inches, that's pretty deep. Again, the only way you're going to find that is by using a curved vibrator again. So I'm not saying it's not there. I mean, this is kind of interesting. That's what I mean, when I went, oh, God, there's all these places I didn't even know were there. That's pretty cool. So 3 to 4 inches is pretty deep. That's way past your G-spot. Your G-spot's not that far in. So, again, use a curved vibrator and see if you guys can find your A-spots. There's a deep spot orgasm, which is number five. And that's achieved by stimulating the deepest back wall of the vagina right before the cervix. I can honestly say I've not had one of those.
I don't even know what that all means, no.
Well, okay, think of how far in your cervix is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which is what they're scraping when they do a pap smear.
Right.
It's basically the end of the line.
Mm-hmm.
Because any further and you're in the uterus. So it's that far in, and it's on the walls, the back wall of the vagina, right before the cervix. So it's in the vaginal wall right before that end spot. That's really deep.
Wow. I don't think I had that.
I can tell you I haven't, so I can't say that I've experienced that one. This one I have, U-spot. So when you think about it, you're going to be like, you know, maybe. This orgasm can be achieved by stimulating a small area which contains sensitive erectile tissue located directly above and on either side of the urethral opening. So it's further down from your clit.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the vagina. Up a bit. Yes, no, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, I think that I have a lot of sensitive areas, so, yeah. I don't take much. So,
yeah,
God only knows. I probably did half of those. I don't know. I didn't even.
For those of you who want to date Miss P, just, you know, keep that in mind.
Yeah, just call me.
Exactly. Now, some of these to me are getting pretty obscure. And you have to tell me if someone's in the chat room, because obviously I'm not looking. A breast orgasm.
What?
Some
are
women
you kidding me?
Orgasm by just stimulating the breast. It depends on how sensitive your nipples are.
Wow.
Kind of cool.
That is kind of cool. I mean,
yeah.
I've never experienced that, but, you know, it arouses me, but it doesn't, you know, bring me there. But
exactly.
Yeah.
And for most
I
women,
can see how
I
can.
Tend to think that would be it. Yeah, but there are some women out there, because I have spoken to them, and their nipples are off the chart sensitive. There are some women that
I
can actually
nipples.
Get off wearing their bra.
I want to trade nipples.
You'd constantly be walking up to, like, walls and rubbing against them.
Like a kitty cat. Purring.
What is she doing? Never mind. Just leave her alone for a minute.
Why
having a moment for yourself. With her and her nipples.
I'm so sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. Please continue.
No, really. Yeah, now I know what to get you for Christmas. Okay.
Exactly.
Number 8. Yeah. Oral orgasm. See, this is what I mean about them. Oh, wait, I was wrong. Okay, I thought this was just going to be like cunnilingus, but that's not what we're discussing. Okay, ready?
Uh-huh.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, this is either or. Some women are very sensitive in their mouths and can reach an orgasm when kissing or receiving or performing oral sex.
That is interesting.
So you're getting
kind of
so into what
that?
You're doing.
That's
one
a kiss
frickin'
to
hot
the soul.
Kiss, man. That is one seriously toe-curling kiss.
I'm yes. telling you.
Lord
have
mercy.
I'm telling you, what, is it a French kiss? Well, I hope so, if
well,
it's bringing you
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I would tend to think so. Like, I can honestly say that I haven't done that, so if you're a really good kisser, come and see me.
Okay. Tweet us.
Very interesting. Yeah, exactly. Tweet us, you guys, yeah. Like, we're willing to test it out.
Exactly.
Okay, number 9 is a skin orgasm. So some women can reach orgasm at the touch of their skin, like during a massage, or a facial, or any kind of stimulant on the skin.
Wow.
So next time you're at the spa, oh God, and you hear the woman in the next room moaning, it may not be just because she's relaxed. There's a visual for you. Uh-oh. You've gone quiet. Uh-oh, I'll bet you Ms. P just got kicked out of her own show. Bet. She did, too. Okay, I'm just going to keep going. Let's see. The number 10 one is a mental orgasm. And I know a lot of people who can do this, and it's very, very cool. If you want to experience something like that, there are a lot of really good hypnodoms. This is what they do. This is the whole point of that particular genre of fetish, is sitting back, relaxing, and being walked through a very erotic situation, like a very erotic, it can be a scenario, usually is, and just takes you right back through, and you just drift off into the story, and if you can relax enough and take the commands properly, then you will end up having a really nice orgasm that way. And a lot of guys love this. I knew this. She's back!
I'm here.
Where did
you
go?
Can you believe it?
You went away.
I know. It must have been like I was enjoying this conversation a little bit too much, and they just, like, forget that.
Okay, because I was talking to you and you didn't answer, so I thought you got kicked out of your own show. You're freaking me out now, man.
No, I did get kicked out.
Oh, okay, good. I was
going to
say, okay. So, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, yeah.
Exactly. This is when we bring out the clowns, but, yeah.
Exactly.
So, we reached all ten.
We got number 10. Yeah, number 10 was mental.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I can see how that can happen.
Yeah, totally.
I agree with
right
that.
Right person,
one.
Right scenario. I was telling them about the fact that there's a lot of men, there's a fetish called erotic hypnosis, and that's really what it is taking you down that road and telling you these intense stories and putting in a few hypnotic triggers and relaxing to the point where you're not even touching yourself and you're orgasming. Essentially,
yeah.
That's what a wet dream is.
Yes. Those are good, too. Yeah, I remember those. Yeah, so definitely. So that
and,
was
oh,
good.
Sheila asked earlier, what kind of toys are good? As we said, there is the bullet. There is also the girl's best friend, the Hitachi magic wand. So if you ladies don't have one, you should get one. Why? Because they're just... They are the bee's knees because they're plug-ins. They never run out of batteries. One of the oldest vibes on the market and still one of the best made. Just they're a fabulous vibrator.
Okay, I'm sold already. You know,
a Hitachi magic wand.
Wow.
Write that down, people.
Take notes. Okay.
I love that expression, the bee's knees.
Okay.
It is the bee's knees.
It definitely is. So I guess that's about it for today.
Unless we have other questions, does anyone have any questions in the chat room? I'm disappointed that we didn't get calls because, honest God, everyone was just like, woohoo, we need to hear this thing. But maybe they're all too shy and they're all just listening in.
Yeah, people are frightened. People are frightened of, you know, touching certain topics, you know, although it intrigues
them.
And it's all okay.
And it's a lot easier to, it's a lot easier to listen in and kind of take it in on your own as opposed to jumping in and talking about it. So, yeah, no, that's cool. So, and, you know, you can always hit me up on Twitter if you guys have any questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, Sheila says, what about G-Spot toys? What about G-Spot toys? What do you want to know about a G-Spot toy? Zola said, I dropped it in the toilet. Is that what we're... No, the phone dropped in the toilet. Oh, what a drag.
Oh,
that
sucks.
Sheila,
definitely.
What do you want to know about G-Spot toys? We're waiting for Sheila to reply. Are they any good? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because of the curve, it takes, if you think about it, even if you're masturbating, you have to bend your wrist backwards, slide it up, crook your finger. It's so much easier just to get a vibrator with a curve in it. It's like I always say to everybody, even especially men if they're doing anal play, don't just get dildos, you guys. Do not buy dildos. Why? Okay, they're great if you want to feel full and you want to feel... you know, like really split open wide and whatever. But if you want to have all these really good orgasms and all these really good spots, you know, what are you going to do? Root your entire hand up to try and find the one back by the cervix? No, I don't think so. That's what the toys are for. Get yourself some toys. So, yeah, get yourself a nice, and again, remember, think of the battery. If it's like 2C batteries, it's going to have a low vibe to it. If it's got triple A's, you're laughing. So, and if it's got buttons, you're even better.
Right.
So get yourself some toys. Get the toys that have the curve. And, you know, especially if you guys are doing anal play, same thing. Because the prostate, you have to basically put your vibrator against the wall, the rectal wall, to push against the prostate to get a P-spot orgasm. And you guys haven't lived until you've had an orgasm like that. Every guy I have introduced to that has just been like, oh, my God, because they can't believe that they've missed out on that as long as they have. because it is a very intense orgasm.
Wow. This is why we stay in tune with you, Dr. Sue. This is why. So tell everyone where
there
they can
go.
Find you to stay in tune.
You got it. Oh, what? Oh, to stay in tune with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. If you want to stay tuned with me, go to Twitter. Go to Twitter at Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R Sue, S-U-E. Do not put in D-R-S-U-E because you will get a different doctor and you may scare the crap out of her. I don't know who she is. And you can hit me up on my website, the Dr. Sue Review. We do have big changes coming in the new year. There's going to be new websites. My radio show, In Bed with Dr. Sue, is getting its own website. The segment that I have here on Entuned is getting its own website, And there you go. And we are way over time today, aren't we?
We are. So we just want to say we appreciate you and we thank you all for tuning in. And we'll see you guys on the next, couch, on the couch.
On the couch. Be here on the couch with your questions. There you go.
Yes.
Thank you,
definitely.
Ms. P.
Thank you, Dr. Sue. Have a good night.
Good night.
Yay, guys. So that was The Couch with Dr. Sue and myself. I just want to thank everyone again for tuning in. We have Ashley. We have DJ Whip. We have Dr. Sue in the chat room. We have our guests. We have Zola Mistress. We have Cassaway and my boobie, Sissy Sheila. So thank you, guys, for being awesome and showing your support to the Intune Show. And be sure to tune in to In Bed with Dr. Sue every single time she's on. And if someone can, walk me through it or sneak me in the chat room on her show, that would be awesome because for some reason I can never get into it. I don't know. They're keeping the black girl off. I'm just kidding. But anyway, I love you guys. And remember to stay in tune. Good night.
Represent yourself or ask questions to get into